This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. Before we do that, Port Austin Water Authority is recommending that residents run their water through their faucets and outlets at a pencil lead thick stream just to keep the water from potentially freezing. And if able, leave the cabinet doors under your sinks open so that the heat from the house can help keep them flowing. And a court review for Miss Whiteside's case was adjourned as her defense seeks further medical records for an independent mental competency evaluation. Defense attorney Kyle O'Mara reported that Dr. Norman Miller had an independent forensic evaluator found indications of untreated mental illness in Miss Whiteside that could impact her competency. The preliminary finding contrasts an earlier, alarmingly brief, report from a forensic center that deemed Miss Whiteside competent. Dr. Miller's requested additional medical records to finalize his report, prompting Mr. O'Mara to ask for a 30-day adjournment to secure those documents. While the prosecution noted the case has been pending since 2025 and requested delays be attributed to the defense, the court found good cause for the adjournment due to the ongoing evaluation. The next review hearing's tentatively scheduled for Thursday, February 19th at 11 a.m. And a 58-year-old Cass City man passed away following a two-vehicle crash in Caro. Police say the collision occurred around 7 p.m. Sunday at the intersection of M81 and Kester Drive when a Ford Expedition crossed multiple lanes of traffic and struck an eastbound car. The car's passenger, identified as Brian Parrish, succumbed to his injuries on Monday, according to authorities. A woman who also was in Parrish's vehicle along with the SUV's driver was injured and taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Investigators are still trying to determine what led to the crash. And the bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's Thumb region this week. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near negative 20 degrees wind chill, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Lake effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility in drifting snow, and rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, including avoiding unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous, slowing down and allowing extra time for trips due to icy and snow-covered roads, dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia, keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap, preparing vehicles with winter emergency supplies if the travel is necessary, and plow crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across the region. Now for a word from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. Millions of Verizon customers across the country reported a total loss of service recently, impacting calls, data, and access to 911 emergency lines. The outage appears to be nationwide, with major hubs in the Northeast and Midwest being the most severely affected. The company issued a statement acknowledging the technical anomaly in its core network infrastructure and has deployed engineers to restore connectivity. Federal regulators are monitoring the situation due to the potential impact on public safety communications. And vast wildfires continue to ravage central Chile, with the city of Penco suffering significant damage. The death toll from the fires has risen to 19, and President Boric has declared a state of catastrophe to mobilize military aid for firefighting. Strong winds and record high temperatures are making it difficult for crews to contain the blazes, and more than 75,000 acres have already been scorched, and thousands of residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
To get ahead of lead and improve your drinking water quality, use a lead-reducing water filter if your home has or may have lead plumbing, a lead service line, or faucets older than 2014. Keep water moving with everyday activities like laundry, dishes, or showers. Before drinking or cooking, run your tap until water is cold. Clean faucets, aerators every 6 months. Learn more at michigan.gov/getaheadofled. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.